твоје бодре очи, ти си јаката ружичка, в наши саје светла. Ти си моје срдечко, до цела си светла.
Leo Majak Orchestra kicking off the show. And with that, we say Vidi Vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. Dennis Swatek with you here for a Monday. This is a Monday show. It is April 20th for all you guys out there that may be celebrating 420. You know, I don't, but hey, to each his own. I'll stick to my Pivo. Anyway, how are you guys doing out there? Doing all right? Hanging in there? Man, I say it every week, but it's just, it's the same, it's like Groundhog Day, you know, really. It's just, everything just blends in one thing into another. These weeks are just kind of going by, but they're just like, I couldn't tell you what I did or anything like that. Just another week gone by. I hope you guys are making the most of it, you know, trying not to go crazy. Looks like you may be getting a little relief slowly. Like I said, I'm not planning on venturing out until I know things are totally safe. So even if they start lifting some of these restrictions, I have no plans to get back out there until I know this stuff is gone. So I actually did get out yesterday, though, on a Sunday. My wife and my wife Marcy and I and Steven, my son, drove up to Franklin, about an hour, 15 minutes from here, a little bit north of Hearn. And they have a gorgeous park up there, just a little bit, about a mile or so north of Franklin, between Franklin and New Baden. And it, man, I'm trying to find out where they got the money to pay for this thing, because Franklin is about 1,000 people. And this park is state of the art. It's got like 7 baseball fields, each of them modeled after, like, there's one that's modeled after Minute Maid Park, one that's modeled after the Astrodome, one that's modeled after Olsen Field at A&M. You know, every single one of these baseball fields is different. It's got an amphitheater, a hiking trail. It's got, like, big, huge snack bar up on top. I mean, that place is gorgeous. So we just drove over there just to get out of the house and had a great time, listened to the polka shows on the way over there. Both Alfred Vrazel and Michael Craig were flipping back and forth between those, and got out there to Franklin, and right about the time the sun came out, I actually got a little bit of a sunburn. We hiked for about an hour or so, and just to get some exercise, you know, I mean, that's the most walking I've done in over a month, I can guarantee you. But it was nice just to get out of the house for a little bit. Kept our social distancing. There were only maybe, you know, 7 or 8 people there, and we kind of eyed each other, and okay, you stay over there, we'll stay over here. So it all worked out well, but it was nice to get out and enjoy some fresh air and sunshine. So hopefully you guys can do that as well. This weather is so gorgeous, shouldn't be stuck indoors, you know, so they need to figure out some way to at least let people get out and enjoy this a little bit more. So anyway, let's get on into the show for this week. Got a good one for you. A lot of you out there may know this young kid out of Needville, goes by the name Mason Nesvadba. Anyway, Mason, been following him for years. First noticed him back a few years ago. Texas Folklife was doing a thing. They had kind of like a mentorship where kids could apply and they would get like a $1,000 scholarship basically to study with a mentor, whether it be playing accordion, violin, woodworking, you know, any kind of craft, kind of folk kind of craft like that. And I noticed Mason, who was studying tuba at Blinn Junior College at the time, got one of these internships to study with John Doika, who was also, John is also a professor there at Blinn. And it was an internship to study how to learn to play the accordion. You know, Mason already knew how to play tuba, but he wanted to learn how to play the accordion. And so he got this internship money to study with John. And he turned into a hell of a fine accordion player. I think he actually won the Accordion Kings contest that year he was in it for the polka category, and has gone on and on, and now he's the accordion player for the Red Ravens, and you know, that's moving up. So congratulations to him. But also, I think last year he got together with my buddy Joe Zetka Jr. Wow, I'm tired this morning. And they just got together at Joe's house. Joe's got a little home recording studio there. And they recorded some songs. And Mason actually has a brand new CD that is about to come out. I know he has got the CDs on order because he was asking me what company we use. And I kind of helped him through that with all the weird stuff that they ask you when you make CDs, all these weird codes and all this kind of stuff. So I know he's got the CDs on order. But he was gracious enough to send me an advanced copy of the MP3s and stuff. So I've got an advanced copy of it. I'm going to play a few numbers. I'm not going to play the whole thing because I definitely want Mason to, you know, do the debut on his own. But I'm going to give you a little sneak peek of some of the great stuff you're going to hear on this CD. I think it's 12 songs. And it, like I said, it's Mason and Joe Zetka Jr. And they do a fantastic job. So we're going to kick things off. First little waltz time. It's a beautiful waltz. This is one we recorded back with the Dancehall Boys back about 97 or so. And hardly any band's recorded it. It's a beautiful waltz. And I'm glad to see Mason record this. I really like his version here. Beautiful waltz. This is Mason Nesvadba with Joe Zetka Jr. And they're doing the Uj Borova.
Borova na vržičku vidět je na nebi jedino hvězdičky hvězdičkou má vidět je na nebi jedino hvězdičky Jezdičko má. Zrička ži zašina na tebe holčičku srdcem je spomína zreničko má na tebe holčičku Srcem je spomina, zrenjičko ma.
Thank you. Thank you.
Polka time there with the Telstars. Let's go back and recap what we listened to. Like I said, we start things off a couple numbers there from the upcoming CD by Mason Nezvadba with a little help from Joe Zetka Jr. First up, we heard the Uzhborova Waltz, followed by just a fantastic version. Man, that was Patex to the max right there. I love it. Version of the Grinders Polka, also known as Nemelem. And that kicked all kinds of ass. I like that a lot. Great, congratulations to Mason and Joe on that one. Right after that, let's see, we had a little music from Al Grebnik and the Boys, Waltz Time 1 called the Bavarian Waltz. Some music from the Ennis area, Ray Zaplatal and his Music Masters. Nice version of the Helena Polka. The Vaniak Brothers from down around Victoria area. I think that's where they're from. Doing one called the Good Time Polka, otherwise known as the Guitar Polka. Some people call it the Guitar Polka. Vrajel's Polka Band from one of their last CDs from 2003. Lost Time, they call it the Hill Haven Waltz. I think a lot of more people probably know that is the Path to Moravia Waltz. And then a couple of numbers that I want to send out to a gentleman down in Austin, James Raycheck. I got a very, very nice email from James last month. And James, I still am hoping to respond to you. It's just, you know, I think I got it right about the time all this stay-at-home stuff started. And it's just been crazy. And then it kind of got buried down in my email list. But a very nice email from James. So a couple of numbers I played for him. Adolf Pavlis and the boys. Adolf and his Gold Chain Bohemians. Doing a Rise My Darling, Stave Mami La. And then the Telstars. Wrap that up with the Peanuts Polka. And the reason I played those is told me a lot of great stuff about his family. Said his dad used to listen to Adolf and the Gold Chain Bohemians when they did a radio show back in the 30s and 40s. And also used to listen to Joe Goranovich in Rosenberg all the time. And James was telling me he used to sit in with the original Telstars. He used to sit in and play with them. And he has cousins with Ronnie and Greg Mahock, who still play with the Telstars. And their dad was Paul Mahock, who played with Jimmy Brush and the Happy Country Boys. So, I mean, hell, that's some polka royalty right there. So, anyway, played a couple of those numbers there for James. Hope you enjoyed it. And like I said, James, I do intend on getting back to you, responding to your email, hopefully in the next day or so. Like, the things have just been kind of crazy, you know how that goes. But thank you for the email. I do appreciate it, and hope you enjoyed those songs. And we're going to continue on now with our second set, and doing upcoming numbers here by Wint Shimek and his orchestra. I want to thank Brian Svetlik from the Czechaholics for sending these to me. I had like three, I think, Wint Shimek tapes that I had transferred over, and he got hold of a bunch more that he was transferring for, I think, one of the relatives of the Shimeks, maybe, and asked me if I wanted a copy. So I got three more that I didn't have. So these are a couple off of some of the albums that I didn't have that Brian was nice enough to share with me. So we're going to kick things off. A couple numbers here by the Wint Shimek Orchestra. First up, a pretty rare version of the accordion waltz, the old accordionist waltz with vocals. You don't hear too many bands that actually do the vocals. It does have words, it does have vocals, but I don't think I've heard hardly any of the bands ever record it with the vocals. Usually they just play it as an accordion solo. So here we get a nice version, Wint Shimek and the accordion Wint Shimek and his orchestra doing a nice vocal version of the old accordionist waltz.
Českou muziku, co jsem měl rád, Dneska jen málo kdy uslyší hrát, za to však saxofona samý těc. Ta naša písnička pryč už je dnes, že bylo mílejší za dávných let. Bývával docela inačí svět, dnes se vše změnilo i český krev. Jiná je muzika, jiný je zpěv. Na našim starým dvoře chudičky harmonika hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky pod lůžkem pekly na tvář. Hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky pod lůžkem pekly na tvář. Kdo by si nespomněl, jak mýval rád písničky, které dnes neslyší hrát. Jedno si však každý pamatuje, od srdce rací i zanotuje. Na našim starým dvoře chudičky harmonika hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky pod lůžkem pekly na tvář. Hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky pod lůžkem pekly na tvář. Bože, Bože, rozpomeň se, jaké je to mi a milovaní, když tě děvče nechce. Jaké je to mi a milovaní, když tě děvče nechce.
Thank you. dečki idejo spat. Tak jih čekamo si hraj. Ospodje čekajo lidički, na jen hoš mu te pjesnički. Je dečki idejo spat. Nek tek si oče zidaj. Až rano sinema statiček, a sinec je na Dečki idejo spat, tak jih čekamo si hraj. V ospodje čekajo lidički, da jen hoš mu te pjesnički. Dečki idejo spat, nek tek si oče zida. Až rano sinema statiček, a sineš je na kaleviček.
Wrapping up that set there with a little more preview music from that upcoming CD by Mason Nesvadba. Some great double accordion right there. Mason and Joe Jr. doing Go to Sleep Little Children. Even, like, let's talk about Mason, man. He's just nonstop. In addition to all this other stuff he's got going on, him and his buddy from high school, Mason Krause, they just formed a brand new polka band, the M&M Playboys. So Mason's got it all going on. He's helped us out before and stuff, so you're going to probably, once we get everything going up and playing again, you're probably going to run into Mason every weekend somewhere because he'll have something going on. So great job there. Let's see what we hear before that. Right before that, we heard the Texas Legacy Check Band from their last CD. Nice, nice version of the Woodlands Waltz. Right before that, a number from that tribute to Jerry Mazinet's LP. One called The Begging You Polka. I really like that version a lot there. Little Fisherman from their CD, recorded live at Gibbon, Minnesota. Waltz time, just an old, just called the old German Landler, in fact. Some Wisconsin music from John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Great version there of the Rock and Rye Polka. And like I said, we kicked that set off with a couple of numbers from Wint Schimmick and his orchestra. We heard the Clover in the Woods Polka. And we started things out with the old accordionist waltz with vocals. And with that, our show's just about up for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Played a little different stuff, you know. Try to throw some old 78s and some different things in there. So I hope you liked it. Be back next week with another show. Until then, everybody stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Don't put yourself in harm's way. If you need to stay home, stay home. You know, you don't have to go out just to make a point or whatever. Things will open back up shortly. But the main thing is take care of yourself. You know, you only got one life. That's all there is to it. And don't go risk it for something that's going to turn around eventually anyway. So anyway, you guys take care, and we'll see you next week. I'll leave you with some more old 78 music. This is from that, I keep harping it, man. If you guys don't have it, go get it, that Arhuli CD. Texas Moravian Czech bands, Bohemian Moravian bands. It's changed names, but it's the Arhuli Records. Look at the early Czech bands in Texas. And this is a band that I've never really been able to find too much info on outside of this CD. It's the Benny Brosh Orchestra. I know about the Jimmy Brosh Orchestra and the Henry Brosh Orchestra, but I'm not familiar with the Benny Brosh Orchestra. But anyway, here's a fantastic rocking version of the Baruska, the Barbara Polka. So until next week, everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.